In a few minutes, we'll look into the millions of Americans who hide money from their spouses. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. But first, a company owned by the Chinese government is buying big into the world's food supply. China National Chemical, ChemChina, has announced a $43 billion all-cash deal to buy Syngenta, which sells pesticides and seeds around the world. Syngenta is based in Switzerland and is a major player in supplying U.S. farms. While antitrust concerns are being downplayed, a deal like this would have to be approved by a U.S. government regulator that you may never have heard of, the CFIUS, the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, a body that can stop a deal if it hurts national security. Bloomberg News is reporting that there may be concerns about Chinese government influence over the U.S. food supply and the proximity of Syngenta's U.S. operations to American military bases. Now to discrimination in lending for cars and trucks. There's news the U.S. arm of Toyota will pay $21 million to settle claims it charged higher interest rates to car buyers who are black and Asian. It's the fourth settlement of this kind against auto lenders. Marketplace's Scott Tong.
When you get a Toyota loan, a couple things happen. First, the automaker sets an interest rate, and then the dealer can add a markup, and the dealer decides how much. This is where the alleged discrimination came in the form of higher rates. How much? Well, it amounts to about $200 over the life of a loan for African-American buyers and about $100 for Asian customers. Federal investigators from the Justice Department and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, they call this discretion subjective and unguided. So under this deal, Toyota agrees to cap the markup. Dealers can only add 1.25 points on top of the base interest rate. As for the $21 million in this settlement, it goes into a fund to pay back borrowers who face this alleged discrimination. So why do I keep saying alleged? Well, this is one of those settlements where the company says we'll pay, but we didn't do anything wrong.
All right, Scott, thank you. Here's a striking number. A report today calculates that 13 million Americans have a bank or credit card account that's hidden from their spouse or partner. The report says 20 and 30-somethings are more likely to have these secret accounts, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Millennial couples were twice as likely as seniors to say they have a secret separate bank account. Why?
Sometimes you have to learn things the hard way.
Matt Schultz is a senior industry analyst at creditcards.com, which did the report.
It might just be a sign of inexperience in a relationship.
Or maybe more experience. Mary Lee Bliss is chief content officer at YPulse, a youth market research agency. She's not surprised. She says millennials are waiting longer to get married, so have more relationships before marriage. And they grew up in a time when divorce became more common.
There might be a little part of them, especially if they are a child of divorce, that wants to have that safety net for themselves.
At 32, Bliss is a millennial. She is married. She says she and her husband have separate, though not secret, accounts, but for an entirely different reason. They don't want the red tape and hassle of transferring everything into a joint account. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
As the presidential contenders are pouring their love all over New Hampshire, we continue to follow the money. The latest numbers are that $100 million flowed into super PACs in the second half of 2015. Those are the potentially unlimited funds donated on behalf of candidates, but not under the direct control of the campaigns. From time to time, we explore these numbers with the folks at the Center for Responsive Politics. Vivica Novak is the editorial director there. Good morning to you.
Good morning, David.
Let's talk about so-called soft money first, the money that is pulled in by the so-called super PACs.
Well, looking back over the whole of 2015, you know, Jeb Bush pulled in more than $100 million in super PAC money before he even got into the race. On the other hand, look at his poll numbers. It doesn't seem to be helping him that much. And the amount of money that flowed into his super PAC in the second half of the year was paltry, really, compared with the first half.
And we'll see what happens after Iowa. One would expect that super PAC money will be redirected perhaps to Rubio.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see which donors will now shift over to Rubio or to Cruz.
Now, speaking of Cruz, he's backed by a lot of people, but includes new conservative mega donors, perhaps people who have not given money to the political process before.
Yeah, the names that come to mind are Farris and Dan Wilkes, who are Texas billionaires who made their money in the fracking industry. And they've provided $15 to $20 million to Ted Cruz super PACs. Nobody had ever really heard of them before in terms of being donors to Republican politics. So they're kind of the big money new names on the block.
Now, we've been talking about super PAC money. This is money that legally remains out of the direct reach of the candidates. But let's talk about the direct campaign contributions, perhaps the hard money that campaigns can raise, they can spend. And there was something especially interesting about Hillary Clinton's campaign donors, the direct ones. It looks like more women than men.
Yeah. Now, Hillary Clinton is unique in that she has raised more than half of her campaign money from women. No other candidate really even comes close. You know, Bernie Sanders doesn't do badly, but that is in terms of contributions to her campaign. When it comes to super PACs, when it comes to the big money, it is still men who dominate, even with Hillary Clinton. Men tend to be the big super PAC donors across the board.
All right. Vivica Novak is the editorial director at the Center for Responsive Politics, where she runs their Open Secrets blog. Ms. Novak, thank you for this.
It's good to be with you.
According to the records, the biggest single contribution was $10 million from CV Star & Company. That's former AIG insurance executive Hank Greenberg, with that money going to a Jeb Bush super PAC. As for individual contributions, financier George Soros gave $6 million to a Hillary Clinton super PAC. Also in the top 10, Silicon Valley venture capital man Peter Thiel kicked in $2 million in support of Carly Fiorina. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.